Check out time.
Everyone's well behind us, Senator. When we cross the finishing line, we best look like champions.
Howdy. Nice morning, don't you think?
You went over it. You went off the wagon trail.
Cross-country race, ain't it?
Well, I didn't ride 1,100 miles to finish second place.
Why did you then?
This race is mine, cowboy. Yeah!
Ready when you are, brother.
Let her back.
Whiskey. I don't like your style, Hopkins.
Hey, you made it!
Mustangs don't belong in races with thoroughbreds. If you ask me, they belong in fertilizer.
Mister, you can say anything you want about me. I'm going to have to ask you not to talk about my horse that way. Call it. Tails.
Mr. Hopkins? Private Abernathy. With the 7th. Major Whitside, 2nd Battalion, 7th Cavalry Encampment at Wounded Knee Creek, sir.
Carry on.
Mr. Hopkins.
Right now, huh?
Major Whitside, 7th Cavalry, commanding battalion in the field. General Miles directs me to say that a solution to the Sioux uprising must be found at once. Disarm the Indians. Take every precaution to prevent their escape. If they choose to fight, subdue them.
Dispatch, sir.
You've been doing it all night. There's going to be an uprising.
No, soldier. It's a ghost dance. That's all. Praying to their ancestors for help.
Hoxilla. Hoxilla. Donte on Kayapihe. Iemakia Huxilato. Nihus Lawaya.
Get back behind the tent line.
Oh.
You know what army this is, Bigfoot? This is the 7th. Yellowhair's men. You remember Pehaska? Yeah, you probably ate his liver.
Hey, you! Come here! Give me the gun!
Hey, you want to do something? Hey, you hate my chap. You want to see me?
Let go of it!
Okay, Sneal!
What are you doing, Bronco? Come on there! What are you looking at?
Congressional medals were awarded at a place called Wounded Knee. This was the proud 7th who fought at the Little Big Horn and saw their great general killed in battle. The Battle of Wounded Knee would not be that way. On that day, outnumbered by warriors, but undaunted in spirit, the brave 7th held their ground.
Hopkins! Get up. Your doggo's up next.
Hey, Phoebe, get your own gun.
Making sure you don't have live shot in there. Damn, gun's loaded, and so are you.
I'm getting the hell out of Cleveland.
Good, because we're in Boston. Come here. Remember, you're the good guy.
Who has come out to parlay with Buffalo Bill? Could it be the real and living war chief of the Red Race? Chief Eagle Horn! Mothers, hold your children close. This is not an act. You are beholding the last of the wild hostile. The Red Pirate of the Prairie. He who scalped many a pioneer on the bloody warpath that led to the winning of the West. For this is the man whose arrow took the life of the great General Custer on the day that Colonel Cody was too late.
And that, gentlemen, is why they call me Texas Jack.
Thank you, man. Hey, Haska. Get you all out of here, what she had of. What she do, y'all want me to go here?
Chief says his people are vanishing faster than he can earn silver with you.
Get this weight.
Curb your tongue, Nate. Let the chief speak.
Naka bea ea elo. Nana ku tatanka naha shugwa togari.
Chief Eaglehorn says that our nation, his nation's hoop is broken and scattered. The buffalo herds have been destroyed, elk and deer gone. And now the government is rounding up our wild horses, and they plan to shoot them too before the first snows. They put a price on the native horses, too great for a poor Indian to meet. Chief says that perhaps his people have lost their lands, not their spirit. And he asks you for your help.
Tell my dear friend Eaglehorn that the Mustang breed has known its day and served its purpose. If my chief wishes a fine horse, I will give to him a thoroughbred steed of his chosen color.
Okay. the famed Cheyenne to Deadwood stage line. But what? Heavens, look! It's an ambush!
What think you of the show, Aziz?
Bravely, the pioneer meets the savage.
Jack, what are you doing? Hold on to
it! Get your foot up there, Frank.
It's the real West, and not for the faint of heart. And now, folks, you remember them? Rough Riding, Wes Hopkins, and his horse, Hidalgo! Galveston, yeah. Texas to Rutland, Vermont is over 1,800 miles. But Frank Hopkins and his painted wonder made the ride in 30 days.
He can cross the country in 30 days, but he can't find his horse backstage.
The Wounded Soldier trip!
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the Wounded Soldier trip!
You're lucky this gun's got blanks.
And the horse drags the Wounded Soldier home.
Sheikh Al-Riyad is keeper of the Munakia stallion. His Excellency's royal stables preserve the purest equine bloodline in the world.
And he wishes to invest in the Cody enterprise?
The Sheikh of Sheikhs, his greatness, is beyond investment. His pride is in his family horses.
You see, Mr. Cody, the Sheikh's own stallion, Al-Hatal, is the greatest living endurance race champion of all time. The Sheikh saw your show in Paris. His honor was deeply insulted by your claim to exhibit the world's greatest endurance horse and rider.
Hidalgo is a legend, my friends. He has never lost a long-distance race.
In America, perhaps. On deserts that women from my country could cross on foot.
Frank, you just missed some wonderful compliments about your horse.
5 minutes, Billy.
Gentlemen, I present Rough Riding Frank Hopkins.
Mr. Hopkins, pleasure.
Mr. Cody, His Excellency, the great Sheikh of
Sit down before you fall down.
That you remove the title that you have bestowed on this American horse.
What's going on here, Bill?
Perhaps you have never heard of the great horse race of the Bedouin. It has been held annually for more than 1,000 years. A 3,000-mile race. Across the Arabian Desert. Along the Persian Gulf and the Iraq. And across the sands of Syria to Damascus. It is known as the Ocean of Fire.
Our office will accept your entry at $1,000 in Spanish silver. The winner's purse makes the victor very honored. Very, how do we say?
Very rich, Mr. Cody.
These boys are serious, Frank.
His greatness invites you and your horse to enter in the challenge, if you will not remove the title that you have bestowed on this impure animal.
Impure? He is pure Mustang, friend.
What shall I tell His Excellency?
You go down pound sand for all I care.
Tequila!
Tequila. To be more exact, my Arabian friend. Gentlemen, the third act is starting. I suggest you take your seats.
A very wise choice you have made, Mr. Hopkins.
I don't think that was a compliment, Frank.
Hey, hey, Oscar. Pittsburgh. Shaham, shashad. Iwaho, Mahkiye.
Hoganash, Oshkate Wapazopi. Kile Yuha Utapikte. Ne Nishna, Ninichie Oyaki.
Oh, Machai Tacha. The Shunka Wakai Dago. Yani Toshki Pichiki. Lehaichu, Ogishnil.
Shunka Wakahe. Tokcha Schneelo. Oganash Leno Mutakuni Piktishne. Kori Oyake.
Chumpe Piwan Bala. Echia Donkia. Oyateke Waki Bapiki. Oyakichita Wapi.
Te ha shunka akayanka, takoon chi choki he, iki anke tanka, shunk chikala washteluha. Te ha omaya ne, tia takia eyatu eshne, vaneshichu na ish laniko takteshne, ununita ya uela.
Think we got one more in us?
Yeah, me neither.
Hell, I don't even know who Frank Hopkins is
no more, brother.
Hundred of us put in our 10 coin. Chief Eaglehorn put in 20. Don't waste our money, Hopkins.
Of Sheikh Riyadh will be greatly honored. We're told, accommodate Mr. Hopkins and his horse.
Ice is a precious commodity at sea, my friend. My gin might go warm for the sake of your misfortune.
Much obliged. I'd take a warm Geno rice anytime, mister.
Major, actually. Major Davenport. Yeah.
Oh, I believe you already know my wife, Lady Anne.
She tells me you put on quite a Wild West display down there in Steerage.
You handled yourself with aplomb, Mr. Hopkins. Well done. Now, tell me, Mr. Hopkins, is it true that you're en route to Aden to enter your horse in the famous race?
Well, I can't think of any other reason to cross a big water, ma'am.
Oh, splendid. He's the real item, isn't he? Have you ever killed any Red Indians?
Just one. Old Pamarillo.
Do you know who you'll be racing against, Mr. Hopkins?
Yeah, pretty near 100 Arabians is the word.
It's not just 100 Arabians. It's 100 of the finest and purest horses ever bred on the sands of the Nejd. The Zel Hatal, the Sheikh's champion. El Amir of Syria is entering Kusma, the Blue Mare. And then there's Camria, the red racer who descends from the great Al Jabla.
The best.
Who owns that one? Queen of Sheba?
No, Mr. Hopkins, I do.
Lady Davenport has lived among the Bedouin. She's fluent in Arabic, Kurdistani. And what's that African dialect?
Tuareg.
Ah, yes.
Tell me, Mr. Hopkins, what breed is your stud?
Hidalgo's a Mustang, ma'am.
Oh, Mustang.
From the Spanish Mesteño, meaning untamed.
That's right.
Horse of the Red Indian, small, hearty, mixed blood of Spanish origin.
Mixed. Well, I think I'll turn in. Thanks for the gin. And the ice. Nice meeting you, sir.
Ma'am?
Good night, Mr. Hopkins.
I find him rather ingenuous and charming. Don't you, Annie?
Sorry, darling.
Godspeed to you all. Win one for the crown, Annie.
The major proposed to stay at port and guard the ice chamber.
You've never seen a slave market, Mr. Flack.
Equine perfection.
He sure looks like a handful.
إنه رجل رفيع المستوى من أصل ملكي متعلم وذو ثقافة عالية، فاخترت ابن الريح ليقود الحتال.
فلم لا؟
أبي
أنا لا أطلب من الله تعالى إلا سعادتك.
كن حذراني ذن يا أبي لأنني كنت في كنة السعادة على إحساني. أركب خيل حيطول نساء مخرمات.
في خيمة عاصفة جاءت بشكل ابنة العزيزة، هل تريدين أن تكوني سببا في تفجير مرارة الفاشلة؟ ها؟
وصلت القافلة شكية.
السيدة العظيمة دافنبورت
وأمريكي على حسان ميلوني نادر.
الكاوبوي. أدخلوا الضوء في الخيمة.
أدخلوا الضوء إلى الخيمة.
So far. Too late to turn back now.
Very wise to tie your horse, Mr. Hopkins. If he were to cover an Arab mare, it would be viewed as a most inviolable blemish. The foal would need to be destroyed before touching the ground, as would the offending sire.
Hear that? Keep your pride tugged.
Kelly, the empty quarter. It is but the first march of the great race. Alas, most of the riders do not even get halfway. Last year, 40 men perished, roasted alive, before reaching Iraq. The fortunate few cross Allah's frying pot, then must pray they do not bear witness to the genie of the waste.
Thank you, sir. That's mighty interesting.
Ah, for the old ones speak of the Sun Devil who guards the secrets of the passage to the sea. Those who reach the Gulf waters travel west, across Syria, where the sun shifts. East becomes west, west becomes south. What looks like sun to you soon becomes a poison seed. Ummusumum. Men and horses fall through the air under boiled ducks.
Get out of here, mister. Leave me be.
This is not possible. You see, I was Sheikh Bin Riyad's goat herder. I was charged with the crime of stealing milk. As punishment, I have been assigned to the American and his horse.
You're working for me?
It was this or be removed on my left hand. The future will tell if I have chosen poorly. To cross Syria to Damascus, one must face hundreds of miles of salt where no food can be found. Men go mad.
I can see that.
I pray to Allah, the all-compassionate, that he will give you the merciful wisdom to go home.
You know horses?
Goats.
That'll help.
In the name of Allah, I welcome you into my tent as my guest.
If His Excellence were to touch an infidel, he would lose his ability to foretell the future.
Oh, sorry.
Etrokna ya aziz.
Come on, come.
Most foreigners find our coffee to be too potent, too.
Back home, we toss a horseshoe in the pot. Stands up straight, coffee's ready.
Shall we play at cards?
I ain't too much of a gambler, sir.
To the contrary. You are gambling with your very life in this great race. I had 5 sons once. 3 were killed in the raids. 1 perished in this very race 6 years ago. The other was swallowed by the quicksand of the Hamad. I'm now a man with no sons. Just 1 lowly daughter. Please, ignore her presence. I'm greatly pleased that you have accepted my challenge. But I must warn you, never before has a foreigner partaken in the great race. Some here are angry.
I'm not here to insult anybody, sir. I'm just here to race.
You may smoke if you wish.
Oh, don't mind if I do.
The winner's purse in the Ocean of Fire exceeds 100,000 in American currency, Mr. Hopkins. But that matters very little to me. What matters to my house is honor. Our culture revolves around our sacred horses, Mr. Hopkins. It is written in the Quran. For they were born of the south wind and sculpted from essence by Allah. On cold nights, my wives sleep in the stable tents so that El Hattal is comfortable in the peace. Jaffa, show Mr. Hopkins to his tent. He needs his rest.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Hopkins. Please. I will amend the winner's purse with another 10,000 if you will put that Colt pistol in the pot. That is an authentic Colt, is it not?
As they say, God didn't make all men equal. Mr. Colt did.
God did not make all men equal, Miss Hopkins. You will find this out. Will you wager the magnificent weapon?
$10,000. I'll gamble on that.
Very good. Sleep well.
You too.
And blessed be thee.
You must never eat more than 1 day's ration. Do you hear me? Cowboy! I will eat it myself.
Hey! Good mess with my things.
Is this the symbol of your nation?
Good as any. Put that away.
You. Fetch water. For the horse. Okay? Go on.
Hey!
Get back here!
Come sit down. That's a very noble deed, Mr. Rough Riding Hopkins.
Frank will do, ma'am.
Mary, could we have some more tea for Mr. Hopkins, please?
You're at home, Mary, ain't you?
Well, I spent time amongst the Bedouin with my father since I was 13 years of age.
Looking for good horses?
Looking for the breed apart. My father spent 26 years trying to ambassador his way into the Munakai blood, just like his father. Viceroy of Egypt, Napoleon III, all of them pandered. When all they needed to do was up the ante. Bad poker players, the lot of them. If my mare, Camrea, wins this race, I'll procure breeding rights to Al Khatal. If I lose, I pay 40% of the purse to the Sheikh. And you, cowboy? What are you in it for?
Just purse, ma'am.
And will do.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for the tea.
Frank, how good are you, your little express pony? Really?
I reckon we'll both find out, ma'am. 3,000 miles per Sunday.
Rider's camp must bear the flag of his house or nation. Yusuf has made our flag. Behold it.
We are pitiful.
Would you get over here, Yusuf? I need some more water.
This Andy, are you my cannon? Ada habu ilay.
What'd he say?
He said he has no place else to go.
Huh. You and me both, partner. Tell him to get some more water.
Idahab. La ahder el ma. Itajer. You hal kader.
Hey. You too.
Why you buy this boy anyway?
Somebody gotta do your work, goat herder.
Cowboy.
My name is Sakar. Desert law compels me to speak truthfully. I find the entry of a Western infidel sacrilege. But I trust in Allah. And he will roast 10 of us like sheep on a spit before the sun sets today. You shall be among the first.
Well, good luck to you too.
إننا يجب أن نعطي اليوم للأجنبي وحصانه فرصة يومين.
The prince says maybe we should give you a head start.
يا رجال
اركبوا خيلكم لكل يوم.
Wally said, ride each day to sunset. Start again each dawn. Those who survive to reach the halfway camp on the Rubalkhali shall be rewarded with a full day's rest.
The tenth camp will reach halfway point before you, traveling by camel road. The Wali say,
strength to your horses, and may God have mercy on your souls.
انطلقوا على بركة الله.
Goodbye, cowboy.
دير عالي يا صديقي.
Infidel! Do not aid him! It is against the laws of the race!
Allah.
Best hotel in town, I reckon.
Hey,
Nearly 100 miles in one day. Most impressive. This is your last chance to turn back. Hear me? You do not belong out here. Turn back at dawn, or prepare for a death beyond your greatest fear. Tomorrow, I should not even look over my shoulder.
Water all never looked so good.
What water hole would that be, sir? The cistern's dry. You must discontinue here. I suggest you take the east road back to Aden. That's not even the transit tax.
Six soldiers. No Arabian desert guarding a dry well. That's unusual.
I said the well is dry.
Okay, brother. We ain't gonna make another 10 miles without water.
Are you bloody stupid?
عندما نذهب إلى الرب والتلاب بالسهول والوديان
يسار يزدهر
your price at the next water hole, Prince.
Are carried by the west wind itself, Ibn-Riha.
How many have fallen?
The report claims 39 have fallen out, and 11 were lost in the sandstorm.
Hamimu bin Miyat Berida.
You survived the sandstorm. Allah must have a more severe judgment awaiting you.
Thanks, partner.
Day-Day, we have one full day's rest before the long march to Iraq. This is where El Khatal will break away from the pack and the Mustang is still in, so we must maintain the pace. Do you hear me? Look at me!
Shalalatuk.
Salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Jazakallahu khairan, Sheikh Ajur.
Atlas Sekatib was Tariq.
Bayani lahi lam yufutna yoman asibak latim ya hammi. Ala kuntu amliku kahtian akhtar la kuntu rahantu biha kulaha. Inani jaitu mutawasalan ilaka liya khairi mara. سامحني وبعد إذنك أن أشارك بالملكيات أحصنة أجدادنا.
إنك لا تملك القدرة لتحافظ على ملكية أحصنة أجدادك، وخصوصا الحتال فهو مثل ولدي. اذهب واسرق الحجاجين فتلك هي صنعتك.
حتى الرسول الكريم كان كرسان بوقته.
هذا كفر، كفر. كيف وجدت القهوة؟
جيدة،
أنا شادني.
If one tossed a horseshoe into the pot, do you think it would stand erect?
At your age, uncle, perhaps it is the only thing that might.
Boldly spoken for a man with no wives.
How is your health, uncle?
I have the blood of a warrior grandfather.
Some barley.
Take these.
What's that?
Dates. Trust me. Take with you the skin. It is filled with the butter of camel. Mix it with the water for both you and your horse. It will keep you alive across the Hamad. And fear not the locusts. They are a gift from above. Not a plague, as you might believe.
Why are you trying to help me?
If Prince Minaria wins the race on Al-Hatal, I become his fifth wife, the youngest of his harem, no more than a slave in his house. I do not know if you are as good as it is said, but I have faith in the painted stallion. It is said that you captured him in the wild.
Badlands. Long time ago.
How did you tame him?
I didn't. Why do you wear that?
Verily, you do not know our world. This is the cowboy spur.
Yeah.
My father reads many books from the outside world, but his true enjoyment of literature, it is of Wild Bill and Calamity Jane.
You're bashing me.
In this Wild West, there are nomads also. The red people. Like the Bedou, they are a horse culture. Have you seen their vanishing kind?
I am their kind. My father was a cavalry scout. He fell in love with the chief's daughter, married her. They called me Frank T. My grandmother named me Oxilato. Means blue child.
I would know you only as a white man.
Maybe I got good at hiding my face, too.
Why?
You don't know our world.
Foolish as a foreigner.
لقد قرر الله عدم راحتي في نوم هذه الليالي. ابنتي الوحيدة ألحقت العار بهذا البيت. إنني مستاء.
إنه ليس كما يبدو.
هل كافر أدخلك إلى مسكنه بالقوة؟
لا، ذهبت هناك بكامل إرادتي. تمنيت له الستات والكلام معه. إنه لم يلمس ابنتك، ولكنه كان يحميها مما ظنه خطر عليها. إنني أنا المسؤولة.
كان خطر ببالك يوما يا جزيرة أن تسمميني. لماذا تعذبيني ببطء؟
لماذا تجبرني على الزواج من رجل يمراني بحياته؟
سنظر إليك سوف أقطع رأسي. لست من ممتلكاتي بعد.
نساء القبائل الغربية توقفنا عن لباس الرجال.
ليتك من القبائل الغربية لكي لا أكون في هذا الموقف المحرج وفي منتصف السباق العظيم. عار عليك.
عار عليك أنت يا أبي، لأنك سمحت لي بركوب الخيل بالهفية، ولأنك أخذتني ما قال السير غزلان بينما الرجال يهجون.
أنت كل ما أملكه. أنت كنزي.
ولكن عندما تنظر عيون الناس للشيخ العظيم أنا أشعر بالذل. اتركوه. يذهب.
كيف تجرؤين تعطي أوامر لرجل في خيمتي؟ عزيز، في هذه الخيمة البنية، اذهب بها إلى المكتب واقفل عليها. كتموها.
لا، هذا الظلم.
Sir,
escape.
It is written, Mr. Hopkins, if any of our chaste women commit lewdness with evidence against them, so shall they be taken out and stoned. And it is then by law that the father must drown his own daughter.
The wonder for
all. Silence, I said. Homage.
All right.
However, we are still far from the next system, and water is precious. So my decision is swift. For her trespass, my daughter will be flogged. 7 stripes. At a time hence. And you, an impure unbeliever, in the tent of a man who can trace his very blood back to Adam, you will be removed of your infidel self.
Removed of my what?
Like a stallion, not worthy of breeding. Come, Skinner. Khruju.
We didn't do nothing, sir.
I feel compassion for you, but I cannot let your fear move me. Speak honestly as a man. Did you violate my daughter's honor?
No, sir. I did not.
Can one believe an unbeliever?
Only fools or gamblers walk behind a strange mare, Sheikh. You can believe that?
Is that a passage from the Bible?
No, some Wild Bill said to me one night.
Wild Bill?
Down in Deadwood.
You refer to the man known as Hickok, the master of the 6-gun?
Only one Wild Bill, sir.
Hickok was a true prince of pistoliers, was he not?
He's pretty good with a twist draw.
What did my daughter say about your horse?
Well, she's a lady with an eye for horseflesh, sir.
If she was my son, she would be in this race. Alas, she is not. She's a woman who has entered the sleeping quarters of an infidel. Come, Skinner.
You heard the OK Corral?
You were not there. Tell me about this Wyatt Earp and the Dr. Holliday. Raiders! Ivrijan!
War games are their national sport, Mary. It's none of our affair.
Hey, partner! How about a hand? Thank you kindly.
Hiya, Abdelia! Hiya!
Look at the Haddad!
Jazeera.
Hey!
I will free you. You will run like the prince.
Damn coward. No wonder you don't want to be his fifth wife.
Yeah!
Hey!
No!
They've taken her. They've taken her!
If I turn over at Hatel, Ketzer will return my child.
And if you don't?
He's a bastard son of a jackal who will have his gypsies commit crimes upon her. I cannot surrender what is most sacred to my family.
You could never understand that, so do not even try.
The Hamsa manuscripts. My family's breeding book is gone. It's gone! The Hamsa book contains the breeding secrets of the Munichia strain going back to Sahaba.
Let's bring your deputy in here.
I'll ask you once more, Aziz, and only once. Where did they take my daughter?
I know nothing. I only took the book to protect it from the raiders. It is they who stole it from me.
Stole it? Or paid you, my trusted brother?
It matters only to he. Please,
end my humiliation.
What are you doing? Let's ease you out. He ain't getting it.
Please.
Western Justice, partner.
That's called a Mexican tattoo, deputy. And that lasts a lot longer than a sword. A man of such high rank, you're kind of short, Aziz.
We can fix that.
No! I know where they have taken her. Until they receive the stallion.
I know you're not a gambling man. But bring my daughter back by nightfall and you're forgiven. Attempt to deceive me and run. And you will not get beyond the port of Jordan with your head. Run.
Bisura! His Excellency is most reckless. Sending a slave with no Rujula to do a man's job.
Know this, Aziz. If any harm has befallen the child, I shall remove your head myself.
Antata Rif Jaib and Biana Abi Lahi Salim Al Hetal.
Daini akulu laki shayan anabaki ya jazira.
إنه هو كهك من يلو شعوره تحكمه وأنا خير من ذلك.
لكنه أصبح شيخ الشيوخ بينما أنت مجرد لس.
أنا أعظم فرسون في القبيلة، أستطيع أن أحسم أي رقب على الخيل في السباق الكبير إذا سمح لي بالأدل، فلماذا لا؟
لأن المقدس ليس للبيع، ولكن أنت للبيع.
إذا لم يظهر الهتل على رمال الخمات قبل منتصف الليل، سوف أرسل رأسك إلى عمي ملفوف بحرير بغدادي.
وصلني لندار.
أنا أهدك.
Know that if we all die, your soul goes straight to the devil. And an impure horse, too.
قل لكاتب أنه وصل.
أحضر ضيفي إلى الحديقة.
He pledged his life for me when I was born worthless.
I'm sorry. We gotta make that 10K by sundown.
Please. I wish you to look at me. Why do I feel that you truly see me when others do not?
Well, I'm a horse likes you. Even a blind man can see that you're beautiful.
We must ride. We will stay off the camel roads. What does this mean?
Shogoka. Big dog. There's no word in Sioux for horse. When the Indians saw the first one the Spanish brought over, they didn't know what all it was. When they saw how it could run, carry a man through battle, become his friend for life, I figured it had to be a sacred animal.
Indeed. Did your mother teach you this wisdom? I'm sorry.
This race is over. I will pray 5 times a day.
Being an infidel as you are, you cannot be expected to comprehend. There are those who are chosen to be winners, and those chosen to be losers. Allah chooses thus, and it is written.
Sayyid al-Inglisiya talab of ziyafati ra'i al-baqar.
You are summoned to the tent of the lady.
تطلبه الآن.
Right now.
You know, Yusuf, I once had a three-legged colt, born that way.
Turned out to be one of the best roping horses I ever had.
Your mare's run a good race, ma'am.
She is rather lovely, isn't she?
Good legs on her.
You envision her offspring from an Alcatel cross? If Aziz was not a very admirable man, but he was very adept in researching bloodlines. You have blood from the Red Indian race. You hid it effectively all your life.
I'm not sure what you're getting at, ma'am.
There's no way for me to win rights to the Munakaya bloodline other than to win this race. You, on the other hand, you have another way to win.
Only one way to win.
And your little Mustang has proven hardy. But the chances of him crossing Iraq and Syria before El Khatel and my mare are slim, at best. Your horse is weakening, Mr. Hopkins, and you know it. You've taken him so very far from anything he's ever known. All for the sake of money. Are you willing to kill him for money? The winner's purse is 100,000. Pull out now. And I'll compensate you 30% in silver for turning in a serious effort.
I've never taken money for quitting a race.
Well then, Frank, just where are we then? Here, alone, in the last corner of Arabia?
Yeah. When you're in a desert, the sight of green grass and fresh water can be mighty tempting. Sometimes you're just seeing.
Indeed, Mr. Hopkins. Frank, what of my offer?
I'll sleep on it.
And all alone. Shame.
He does not like the milk of the camel, but it will keep his liver from failure.
Appreciate it.
You have visited the tent of the Christian lady.
I don't like the look of them front hooves. Quarter crack's getting worse. Another 400 miles could put them lame.
You must not give up.
Might be just time to live with what we got.
You will prove them right. That blood is more important than will. You will continue your life hiding who God made you. Like me.
Jazeera. You've done me proud, partner.
Frank Hopkins, I am compelled to express gratitude.
Dago!
luck, Mr. Hawkins.
Thank you, ma'am. I don't see you in Damascus. Hope you find the stock you've been looking for.
Oh, I will. You should have wagered on it.
That's it right, Albuquerque, my sugar hoop.
React, remain calm. And only I speak. Atimi, no! Call yourself a great Bedou raider for killing a camel boy. For not being able to hold on to a little harem girl.
You will still pay me my reals. Or I will exact it from you. And perhaps much more. Lady English.
You will receive nothing unless my horse reaches that finishing stone first. They have 6 days across the Hamad. You can intercept them by using the camel road. Force the American into the Omar Samim. Capture El Khatal and keep him secure. But my horse wins this race. He made you look like the fool, didn't he? The cowboy.
He will beg me to cut his throat when
Do not harm him, Khatib. Kill his horse. And let him walk the desert. There's much for him to think over.
Hey!
Feed is out ahead. It ain't there no more.
Mm.
I play.
Once you get past the leg, it ain't too bad. Comes down pretty smooth, don't it?
Come on, eat up. Back in business.
See who's behind. We are.
Do not assist me. Just kill me, please. Use your weapon.
No. It is all as well.
No. Tell you what. You can do whatever the hell you want after I get you out of there.
No!
Why you turn back for me?
Ain't no prize money worth a man's life. Boy, I see it.
It is written that God leads astray whom he wishes and guides whom he wishes. It was God's will that I die in this race. Just as it is his will, who shall win?
What about your will? What about your horse's will? Seems to me that's what gets you across the finish line. Only then is it written.
Jimmy has returned to carry me home. Please. My sword.
That'll do.
قد سميت المرة المسيحية.
جيب ألما نقتله.
And your horse have made enough trouble for me.
Nobody hurts my horse. Remember that 500 mile in Missouri? We had 3 days in the lead. Sitting on that ridge looking at nothing but green. That's it, Parker. There's heaven on earth, actually. We found it. Well, I reckon there's a heaven on earth. It's gonna be hell, too. We just couldn't cross her. Yeah.
Sheila, Jehuakia, Janama.
Can you see it, cowboy? It is the ocean. It is only Al-Hatal now, cowboy. You were defeated before this race began. You will not defeat me. I am born of a great tribe. People of the horse.
So am I.
Camarilla, praise your stamina.
Thank you.
race, partner.
It is a magnificent horse.
Likewise, Prince.
Looks better on you. For many miles, I did not understand why Allah would wish this on me. Now I understand his will. Be a guest in my house for as long as you desire. Stay.
I've been too far from home for too long, sir.
I lost the race, Frank Hopkins.
But you want a friend. It's a gift. What about your ability to tell the future?
If I had the ability to foretell the future, perhaps I would have bet on a painted horse. Blessings be upon thee.
You too, partner.
Is it true then? As in the Western stories, the cowboy rides away into the setting of the sun. But not the same cowboy.
We won't forget you.
Goodbye. Blue child.
Assemble on the rim. 30 paces to a stand. Make every shot count.
What's this buck doing?
Bringing them in one at a time?
Lieutenant McNulty?
Who are you?
Hopkins. Frank Hopkins.
Hopkins? You bring a dispatch?
Yes, sir.
Paid in full?
Thank you.
scratch.